Yeah,
let's stick it.
Right here. Right here?
You had a pretty quiet night, except for that huge save you made in the first half to keep it, you know, 2-0 and keep the Cuba sort of out of the game. Can you describe, like, it's the surprise of suddenly getting a shot like that from the Cubans and then just playing on?
Cubans, it doesn't matter. I mean, first of all, I want to say congratulations to my teammates because they did an amazing game. They played really good, tactically very good. It was one chance that the Cuban had. And that's most important when the goalkeeper is constantly concentrated to make a save like that and, you know, to give the win to his teammates, you know. After that, we scored 4 more goals, which is very important. And now we go to the second game and try to win the second game again.
Thank you.
Milan, you have a special perspective in a game like this being in goal and with goal differential counting. Do you feel like the team kept the foot on the gas enough for the full 90 minutes?
We played the whole 90 minutes. Like you guys could have seen that we tried to score as many goals as possible because we know the goal it's gonna come up to the goal difference because these two games against Cuba we gotta score a lot of goals. So when we play US, you never know what's gonna happen. But saying we're gonna win against US, so the goal difference won't matter. This team is young, a lot of perspective has, so we just have to keep our heads up, continue like this, with listening to John and believing whatever he says, you know, and we just have to come out every game and try to win and bring Canada where the place is, and that's the World Cup.
Last question.
I think all week we were sort of wondering how this team would respond to how the goal would come and how they would come out and what sort of growth we would see. What did you see from this team?
I mean, a lot of people don't believe in this team, first of all. You can see that with the fans today, 10,000 only, you know, in Canada playing with all these young guys, with a lot of future in them and everything, playing in the big clubs and everything. I mean, it's too bad we don't have enough fans, you know, to fill the whole stadium. But this team, after the Gold Cup, I mean, young team, we had a very young team in the Gold Cup. We lost against Haiti, but, you know, we got to get the support. We got to, these guys, they fight for this country. They come a lot of kilometers away from this country, you know. And to be here to play these games and to win and bring Canada the World Cup. So, I mean, this is very disappointing for the people not coming to support us. But we look at ourselves as a team and we're going to continue winning and continue bringing good football here. And I hope in the future the stadium will be full.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We're going to have two mixed on simultaneously now. Richie Leary is in here and there was a request for Sam.